In the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you ready? Are you prepared? These were questions I was asking myself yesterday at about 10 a.m., watching the snow beautifully drift down from the sky and covering our front lawn. And it occurred to me to wonder, if the power goes out, am I prepared? I even asked my husband, do we have a plan in place in case the power goes out? And he was like, nope. I hope the power didn't go out at your house, that you were prepared. But this is a question that comes up quite a bit in this Advent season. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Advent is a time of preparation, of hope, of looking ahead to the hope of Christmas and anticipating Christ being born, and also of Christ being particularly present among us, being present in the world, making all things new, healing what is broken. So that's a lot of spiritual stuff for us to get ready for. And so to do that in Advent, especially here in church, we focus on the words of the biblical prophets. We have a lot of readings from the prophets because they have a unique perspective on what is broken in the world. So this morning we have heard from two of them, Isaiah and John the Baptist. So prophets all throughout the Bible, have a message of serious challenge to God's people. A lot of the time, prophetic literature is not very easy to read because prophets are not known for being nice. They usually have a message from God that's something to the effect of, come on, people, get your act together. And they have a reputation for being rabble-rousers, of being kind of on the edge of society and pointing a finger to everything that's broken in the world, and that includes pointing a finger at you and at me. So it gets a little personal, and we don't always like that. We don't always feel up for a challenge. When prophets tell us that we're on the wrong track, it's hard to hear. Prophets are not only in the Bible. They're all around us, all the time. Prophets are not always loud. They're not always on the edge of society being rabble-rousers. Sometimes a prophet is quiet. Sometimes a prophet is closer than you might think. We all have these people in our lives who have a particular voice to noticing that the world is not as it should be, and maybe noticing that you are not living as you should be. Prophets are people who get us to pay attention to that. Voices that are able to speak past all of that mess that's in our heads all the time. People that get us to sit up straight and to notice that something's not right, that needs attending to. So sometimes a prophet is simply no more and no less than someone who shows you how to change direction, how to get ready, how to prepare your life for change. And if we're going to talk about changing direction, I'd like to meditate a little on roads, the kind of spiritual roads we're on. I would like to wager a guess that pretty much everyone in this room, living in Winston-Salem, dealing with highway expansion and all kinds of road drama lately, I'm pretty sure everybody here has an opinion about roads. Here's my experience. So a couple years ago, I moved here to come to work here at St. Paul's, and moved here from Virginia, and rolled into town, and the first thing that I noticed was the roads. So my husband and I rented a house in Ardmore for a few months, and the day that we rolled into town, you know, all of our cars packed up to the gills, very careful about how fast we drove, just in case something got knocked loose, could break. We were just driving really gingerly. And we came in and drove down Knollwood and turned right on Hawthorne. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, these roads are really rough. Maybe it's just me. Maybe the roads in your neighborhood are perfect. and nice and straight and smooth. But I kept noticing the rough places. I kept noticing all of the dips and the bumps and the patches that I had to drive over every day. The route that I would take here to come to my office was all along Hawthorne, going around the hospital. And I just remember the frustration, the annoyance at how terrible that road was. Feeling all those potholes and bumps, it became effort. I had to anticipate those bumps ahead of time, or I was going to get knocked around. And so apparently, I was not alone in this frustration, because the good people of the city of Winston-Salem decided to fix the roads. And one day, I found that they had ripped up the pavement all along Hawthorne Road, made it all rumbly and rough. They ground it down. The asphalt was ground down below the level of the potholes. And sections were entirely roped off. One day I was driving to work and discovered that I had been rerouted through one of the side neighborhoods. And there were all these machines out all the time, making lots of noise, working through all the day to repair this road that I drove on so frequently. They were working to make the road straight and smooth. So let me ask you a question. Do you think I welcomed this change? Do you think I was comforted by their hard work? Did I give thanks for the fact that the road was being made new again? No, absolutely not. At that time, if you knew me, I complained to everyone that would listen. It was just another headache, another big hiccup of having to anticipate the road being made new again just to get to work every day. Here's the thing. If we talk about preparing the way of the Lord, making his paths straight, we're not talking about an easy process. We're talking about ripping up roads that we have grown accustomed to traveling. We're talking about undergoing reconstruction that seems to take forever. Preparing the way of the Lord means attending to the roads that lead to our hearts and letting go of all of the things that keep us from God, even the bumps and the barriers that are there for good reasons, for self-protection, and for even for our own self-satisfaction. This is about letting go of lifelong vices, things like anger and resentment and cynicism and fear. These are all the inner postures that we resort to when we feel threatened. And we resist it. We resist this construction work because it's hard. It's a challenge we're not always up for. We're talking about a life-interrupting, habit-changing, annoying, and very irritating process. So there was a practice in the ancient world of preparing the roads for a king's arrival. Servants would go ahead of the way, smoothing out the bumps, widening the narrow places, creating causeways over valleys, grading those dips and hills so that there was a nice, flat, and easily accessible road for the king's chariots. These servants were called heralds, people who were going out into the world to clear the way coming for the king. And it's hard work being a herald, doing that hard work. Can you imagine straightening the road and making all these paths clear for those rickety chariot wheels to come through? So we too have to do the work of heralds. We too have to do that work, but instead of fixing literal roads, we're getting the roads to our hearts ready. We're getting our souls ready like the king is coming to town, being attentive to every obstacle, every speed bump that needs to be laid low, every bend in the road that needs straightening. That might feel a little overwhelming to do. It is a big challenge, and it might not take just one Advent season, one Christmas season to do this, but think of it maybe in small actions. Small acts of love and repentance. So Isaiah gives us some practical advice this morning, and it's really beautifully put into poetry in one of my very favorite hymns. We're singing it at the end of the service today, hymn 67. Comfort, comfort ye my people. I look forward to this every Advent. It's one of my very favorites. So do me a favor, open your hymnal to page 67. Let's take a second and look at these verses together, because the hymn writer is giving us advice on how to fix our roads. Comfort, comfort ye my people. Speak ye peace, thus saith our God. Comfort those who sit in darkness, mourning neath their sorrow's load. This is a word of instruction for us all. So take it and join God in comforting those who are suffering as a way of reconstructing your own spiritual road. Find someone in your life who sits in darkness and offer to sit with them. Speak peace. Speak peace to someone close to you who really needs to hear a word of peace, an estranged friend or a disappointed colleague or a grieving relative, anyone that you are close to that could really use some words of peace. Whatever it takes, make a phone call, write a letter. Do that one attempt of speaking peace to someone. And I dare say if we commit ourselves to one or two of these actions, of these willingness to sit with people who are suffering and offering peace to those who need to hear it, if we do that, we might just find that the roadblocks of cynicism and doubt and resentment in our hearts might be lifted a little bit. This Advent, prepare the way of the Lord and prepare your heart. Let's consider whether or not we're ready for Christmas by looking at the condition of the roads to our hearts. Are you ready to receive a king? Or are the roads to your heart bumpy and filled with potholes and needing repair? Open your ears to the voices of the prophets among us. Who's speaking to you right now about what sort of road you're on? Who's inviting you to make your paths clear, to widen your narrow thinking, and to smooth out your rough edges? Because we've all got them. We've all got rough edges from anger and resentment and cynicism and doubt. There's so many potential roadblocks to our hearts. So listen to that voice that calls you to repentance, calls you to let go of all of those old sins and those old burdens. Listen to the prophet who says, "Make ye straight what once was crooked. Make the rougher places plain. Let your hearts be true and humble." Because the king is coming. Are you ready?